You're listening to episode number 1882 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Time for some random facts.
Let's do it. I love some random facts.
Here we go with some random facts for today. Cats sleep so much that by the time they turn 9 years old, they've only been awake about 3 years. True story.
Oh, to be a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, to be my cat. That's a good life.
King Olaf V of Norway, no relation to the snowman, competed in the Olympics while he was king. Not just because he could, because he actually really was good at sailing.
Oh.
Sailing.
Okay.
From Norway. Yeah, he won a gold medal at the 1928 Olympics in Amsterdam. King Olaf V.
Well, you said King Olaf, and my first thought was the snowman with a crown on his head.
Do you want to build a king? The exclamation point didn't become a standard key on the keyboard until 1970. Wow.
What?
Wow. What the heck?
People didn't exclaim?
They had it. I mean, I've read books that were written before 1970.
Yeah.
I guess it had to be, like, custom typed or something.
Huh.
And finally, Congress passed a law in 1866 that no living person could appear on currency. And I knew that, by the way. You have to be dead.
Yes.
To be on a banknote. And that was after an official at the U.S. Treasury snuck himself onto the 5-cent bill. They had a 5-cent bill.
A 5-cent bill.
All right. 1866. 5 cents doesn't spend like it used to in 1866. Had a damn bill. We've got some breaking news out of Hollywood, from what I understand. Take it away, Mo. Take it away.
So yesterday, the news was that Kim and Ye were splitting up.
That's what I heard before I went to bed last night. I heard they're splitting up.
Yeah, they were really kind of separated for most of the last half of 2020.
I kind of called it that they were, like, not going to make it. You know, he's like, wherever.
You did call that.
I called that.
So then the brakes were put on that story last night when several outlets reported that they will be seeking counseling in a last-ditch effort to try and save the marriage.
Come on. This is their spin.
Because supposedly he knows it's coming.
This is their people have gone in and they said, oh, no, we can't say that. We can't say that right now. Make a statement. And I wonder, from all the things that I read yesterday, I was like, oh, he's bound to know soon. Well, he's going to know now if he reads the news, for God's sake. Oh, my God.
Well, evidently.
It's like, is he living in a vacuum in Wyoming?
I read that supposedly he knows it's coming. He just doesn't, they just don't know when, because she's been waffling.
Waffling. She's waffling. So I went to Instagram last night.
Okay.
Looking to see if anything. No, nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Just her regular crap. You know, what's it called? Skims or... Her, what are those things? Her Spanx line or a lot of Spanx. It's called Skims.
Yeah.
So she was like modeling and advertising Skims.
Between Kanye's bipolar, I mean, we're not making fun of it.
No, but no, not us.
Between his bipolar rants and his presidential run with the birthday party.
Well, we'll make fun of that.
Yeah, that's right, we will. and then there's Kim trying to become a lawyer.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's her big thing.
Hold it all together.
She's holding it all together for the kids.
The relationship has been strained, to say the least.
Jeez. Look, they could have gone on forever. What's the big deal? Let Kanye have his little life in Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
Come home, see the kids every couple of weeks, you know. Take them to Disneyland. Oh, you can't go to Disneyland. It's closed.
Maybe she wants to date.
You don't have to get divorced to do that. Why split the assets? I mean, they built this house.
Uh-huh.
It's been an architectural digest. It's some house of purity kind of thing.
And their Christmas decorations of tampons against the wall.
I know, right? And he designed, for the most part, he designed the house. Because, you know, he's a designer.
Last Christmas.
I remember. Yeah.
It was it looked like
white,
big, giant.
White, fluffy.
Yes. Big, puffy. Giant tampons lined up against the wall.
That's how they decked their halls.
Sparse.
With tampons.
Giant fluffy tampons.
Oh my God.
One source close to the situation.
Yeah.
Says that their lives don't overlap much.
Yeah, I can imagine not.
So we're also hearing that she has indeed hired a highfalutin divorce lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Lawyer. Uh-huh.
That's why she needs the bread.
Maybe it's one of her friends.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of her lawyer friends.
I'm Kim Kardashian, and my daddy was a lawyer. And can you represent me because I'm famous?
And I have a lot of money.
They're probably lining up saying, I'll do it. I'll do it. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah. You know.
We have a newcomer to the Who Cares News.
We do? Oh, okay.
The Hoff. David Hasselhoff.
Now, wait a minute. I think we did a story about Hoff. You know, back in the drinking days. You know, remember he got drunk and he did a video?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago.
He was eating a double-double with a shirt off.
Yeah, and called his daughter or something.
Yeah.
Well, he's auctioning off the giant replica of himself that was used in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie from 2004. And who wouldn't want that?
I know. I think I want that. I'm going to bid on that damn thing.
I stood behind him one time.
Did you?
Tall.
Yeah?
Very tall.
Was he drunk?
Not at that time.
Okay. You probably didn't hang out long enough.
Probably not.
You know, because, you know.
The night was young. So in an Instagram post, The Hoff said,
yes,
Big Dave from the SpongeBob SquarePants movie could be yours. The Hoff auction bidding is open now.
Oh, my God. So he's having an auction.
Yeah. It's a part of a larger auction of Hasselhoff memorabilia. Well, last we checked, the top bid was $120,000.
What? On the
for that giant replica.
Oh, my God.
Someone must want to put it in their bedroom.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Or use it as their carpool buddy. Maybe.
Right.
Does he need money? Is that it?
This is what happens when the stars start auctioning off their memorabilia. I got to thinking, it's like, you know, Elton John did this a while back. You know, who else did it? Burt Reynolds did it.
Well, I think he did need money.
Yeah, of course he needed money.
In case you're wondering what you might want to bid on.
Yeah.
I'm going to here to help you out.
Okay, thank you.
40 years of David's personal items, such as screen and stage worn wardrobe. I wonder if the red trunks are there.
Oh, there you go.
Hopefully they're washed. Awards?
Because nothing is worse than unwashed swim trunks worn by the Hoff while he was shooting Baywatch.
Might be some
Baywatch.
Sand in them.
Oh my God, it might be a little ball sweat, too. My God. Can you imagine 20-year-old ball sweat?
Whoa. Those things will stand up on their own.
No kidding.
Just set them over by the corner.
There you go.
And
I'll just look at them. It's
watch
okay.
them dance.
It's okay.
Scripts, awards, other memorabilia will be available in the auction.
Yeah.
The proceeds will be donated to David's charitable organizations.
Probably David.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
I am my own charitable organization.
You know, it makes you wonder whether or not Halle Berry's got anything to auction off. Because I'd be buying.
You had Let to slip her in there somehow.
I'd be buying.
You would. Washed or not.
Preferably not. All right.
Hello.
See you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.